comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith
From
Show.
From sea to shining sea throughout the solar system. And
well, over on the radio station, they're hearing the intro again. Sorry about that, folks. Let me just go ahead and tell you this. We are testing out some new software tonight, and apparently a little bug in it. I'll tell you more about that in just a moment. But welcome. We're glad you're here. And I think you're going to be glad as well. We are here because you have a right to know. We are here because you do matter. Man, last night, after an explosive show like we had last night, everyone is still sort of trying to sort it all out and wrap their heads around it. As for some folks, their head's still spinning. So tonight, we are going to catch our breath just a little bit and give everyone an opportunity to respond and to comment, to ask questions if you wish. It is going to be open line, but also I am going to bring up the two shows that we did with Captain Robert McDonald, and we will talk about those a little bit tonight. You'll have a chance to call in and say what you would like to say about that. Plus, I have a couple of new bits of information I'm going to throw into the fray as well. Now, when we do open up the phone lines tonight, we're going to do something that we cannot possibly do every night. We really cannot. We may not be able to do it tonight. But what we're going to do tonight is accept calls via Skype tonight, as well as our telephone line. Now, the reason is I'm trying out a spiffy new little piece of software, and I have to see how that coordinates with Skype. Now, if you wonder, well, why can't you take calls on Skype every night? Well, let's see. There are three computers running here. And they're not all doing automated things. I have to make them do things. One is doing some automated things. I have the mixer to run, the telephones to run, the video broadcast to run. And that means I'm very, very busy while I'm conducting an interview. Now, if you have Skype, then your controls on Skype are exactly like my controls on Skype. Imagine going to break and still being able to hear the guest. Well, you have to turn the guest's audio down on Skype. And then you have to turn it back up. And then when you're through with a call, you have to turn it back down because it has to be dead. The incoming audio has to be dead when we answer a call, just in case there's somebody back there coughing and wheezing and dogs barking and so forth. And so anyway, it's just way too much trouble for, I mean, if it was just an internet radio show, we probably could do that. But this is way, way, way more than that. All right, we will be back right after this.
Thank you.
right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And this evening we are going to be talking about really quite a number of things, and they're pretty hot. All of them are pretty hot. Let me say that last night's show was significant for a lot of reasons. It was significant just because of the information we were hearing and who it is that was telling us. He is what he claims to be. You can do an internet search on, now for those who missed the show, this, you won't understand this, but you will once you watch the show. And you can, I'll tell you in just a moment. Do a search on the internet for ice cream stick Viking ship. And you'll see news reports of this ship that was involved in what we heard about last night. You'll see pictures of it. It's very real. It was constructed as a project for children, and children all over Europe participated in this. And this is the captain of that ship that was with us for the show last night. It was significant just because of the information we heard, but it was also significant because of the interference that he got, interference that we got, and interference that some people out there in the public got. I got emails from people that said, you know, while the show was going on, I went on Google Earth and tried to do a search. I wanted to see that area of the North Sea, 80 miles offshore from the Netherlands, going towards England. I just wanted to see what was there. And one of them that wrote in that I remember in particular said, all of a sudden my internet connection went blank and my computer went dark. And I have not been able to get back on the internet until just now, and I sent you this email. So I got that email today. Our phones got blocked. So because of the interference over there, in here, and for some of you, it's like putting a big yellow highlighter over everything Captain Robert McDonald said. It's like putting a big yellow highlight on it and saying, this is true. Look the other way. That's what they were trying to do. They were trying to keep this information from getting out, but it got out. Now, it's out even wider. I spent most of last night taking the commercial breaks, editing the commercial breaks out of that video, and then putting it all the pieces together, and then processing it and uploading it today to YouTube. It's up. And had we not got all that interference, I don't know that I would have done that, simply because it would be a super interesting story, but at the same time, not so explosive. Because of the interference we got, and you will see when you watch the video, they even cut our video feed at one point. You hear it pop and the video goes away. That's not my equipment, because it's the same equipment that I was able to bring the video back. It's the same camera, it's the same software, it's the same computer. We didn't shut anything down, but they did cut the video feed for a few seconds. And until I was able to do a little workaround and get around that. So, for all of that, I think the world needs to see it. Now, if you go to my website, up in the upper right-hand side of the website, you'll see the link, Captain of Viking Ship, and it continues. If you go over to YouTube, just do a search for Captain of Viking Ship, and you'll find it. And you need to watch it. It's an hour and 30, hour and 35 minutes, something like that. You need to watch that video. And then you need to post it, embed it on your Facebook page. Everybody needs to do that. The lights need to come on. And I hope you'll do that. Also, there's something else I hope you will post all over your Facebook pages and put it on your Facebook wall. And that is that I will be speaking at the Alchemy event on November the 13th. The Alchemy event in Los Angeles starts on November the 11th, 11, 11, 11. And it runs through the 13th. On the 13th, I'll be speaking. I speak right before lunch. And then we go to lunch for a meet and greet. I want to meet you there. I really do. Anybody that's within driving distance of Los Angeles, anybody that can travel to Los Angeles, or if you're going to be there for that weekend, please come to the Alchemy event. I want to meet you personally. I don't just want to. I mean, I enjoy talking with you on the phone. Don't get me wrong. I do. But the people that call on the telephone and the people that send me emails and people that just listen to the show and we never hear from them, I want to meet you personally. And we can do that at the Alchemy event out in Los Angeles. It begins, again, November the 11th through the 13th. And all I will tell you about what I'm going to speak on is I promise you I will have you literally howling like a wolf. And it is related to our genre. All right, so that's your clue. Now, what could I possibly do that will make you howl like a wolf? You will. You will howl like a wolf and be wonderfully happy to do so. And what is it that I am going to say or do that will get you to do that? Well, you got to come find out. You're going to do it, and there will be hundreds of people around you howling like wolves right along with you and just as happy to do so. That is a guarantee, all right? So the Alchemy event, November the 11th through the 13th, 2011, out in Los Angeles. We've got... Well, I don't know how many people in Los Angeles listening right now. I know on our radio station that it's not my radio station, but the station in Los Angeles that carries this show, we will have right now anywhere from 700,000 to 1.5 million. It varies from night to night. I want to see all of you there. Really, I do. There's not enough space for all of you, but I, you know, 700,000 of you show up. I guess we can maybe do a real quick rental of a football stadium somewhere. I don't know. We'll find a place for you. All right. Let me ask you a question. Do you have any idea at all what that is that's on my website? If you go to my website, on the Alchemy event, go to my website. And you'll see the Alchemy event banner. Just click that, and it'll take you to their site where you can register for that, all right? So be sure you do that. If you cannot be there in person, you can enjoy the event by live streaming. And right now is the time to register for that, because after November the 1st, the price goes up. So register for that right now if you simply cannot be there. All right, on my website, kevinsmithshow.com, you go there and scroll down. You see the picture about tonight's show. Do you know how many people go to websites and never scroll? I'm not kidding. I get email from people that say, I've had people do this. Well, I hear you talk all the time about that picture that's on your website, the picture about tonight's show, and I don't see it anywhere. You might want to scroll. I even tell people to do that. Scroll down, and you'll see the picture about tonight's show. What do you think that is? Take a look at that. KevinSmithShow.com. Take a look at that picture. What do you think that is? You know, it looks like some kind of trick photography of some kind of like a fluorescent cockroach or something, doesn't it? I mean, it really does. You know what that is? I'll give you a clue. October the 6th. Anybody know? It is a weird looking thing. as I say, it looks like some sort of fluorescent insect. But it's not. October the 6th, in Kansas City, Missouri, there was a mass sighting of a UFO. That's it. Now that qualifies for strange and unexplained. I'm telling you, if you're sitting back saying, I'm not going to go look at that, okay, then you will sit in ignorance and darkness for the rest of the show. It does not look like a flying saucer. It does not look like anything that we know of as a UFO, but there it was. It was up in the sky. You can clearly see that's not a Chinese wedding candle. It looks like a giant fluorescent bug. Now, could this be a hoax? Well, of course. I mean, good grief. Planet Earth could be a hoax. I don't think it is, but it could be. So could this be a hoax? Absolutely. Absolutely could be a hoax. On the other hand, there's no evidence that it is. Not at this time. There was a mass sighting in Kansas City, Missouri. Now, this certainly is not as big and spectacular as what has come to be known as the Phoenix Lights. But let me change that. This is not as big a craft as what has come to be known as the Phoenix Lights. But I think I misspoke. I think it is as spectacular simply because when you look at this thing, it looks like those spacecraft that John Leonard Walson has been videotaping through his telescope. Those giant spacecraft that are way out there in deep space orbit, and he's been shooting video of them with his telescope. Now, if you haven't seen those, this has been going on now for years, so if you haven't seen them, you're way, way behind in your lessons. And in order to catch up, you go over to YouTube and type in John Leonard, Leonard Walson, Walson. This looks like those spacecraft that he's been videotaping. But it was not way out in deep space. It was in our atmosphere, and it was above Kansas City, Missouri, on October the 6th, 2011. Pretty cool. Pretty spectacular, don't you think? I wonder what that means. We've seen all different kinds of spacecraft. We've seen all different kinds of UFOs. All different kinds of planes. I've never seen anything that looks like this in our atmosphere. So if it's here, there's a reason. And you got to ask yourself the question, if it's here, what does that mean? Is this some actual living entity, or is this a craft of some incredibly strange type? If it is a craft, does it have a crew? And if it has a crew, who are they? What do they want? If it's a drone and has no crew, then who sent it? And what are they up to? And what do they want? This is a weird looking, and I mean really strange looking, UFO, but there it is. Now, that photograph is from the files of MUFON. It was published in an article on UFO Digest written by Mr. Marsh, Roger Marsh. And I thank him for the article and for publishing that photograph. But that is the only still photograph that has so far surfaced of this UFO. Now, if we were to get some more still photographs, this thing may be changing shape. It may be, maybe the other photographs would show something that looks different. But even that would be, that would add to the mystery, wouldn't it? I mean, this thing looks like a giant bug. As a matter of fact, for those who are watching our TV channel, let me give them a little bit of a larger view of what we're talking about. This looks like a, it looks like a mechanical giant cockroach, and it's luminescent. And it looks like it might be big enough for crew in that midsection, which would be the body of the cockroach. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. It's just phenomenal. Just phenomenal. So maybe we've had some folks in Kansas City, Missouri. Maybe we have some folks in Kansas City, Missouri, or you were traveling through there on October the 6th, and you were a witness, and you saw this thing. When we open up the phone lines, I really would like to hear from you, because I would like to hear from you if this photograph matches what you saw. Maybe you saw something else. Maybe what you saw was not shaped like this. But this is the only photograph so far that has surfaced of this phenomenal mass sighting. And, boy, I'll tell you what, I think if it turns out that everybody says, yep, that's it, that's what we saw, if that's the case, then we're looking at something quite possibly as big or bigger in its impact, as big or bigger than the Phoenix Lights event, which of course was not Phoenix Lights, but it was a multi-state sighting, and it was not one craft, but three at least. All right, now speaking of big UFOs, let's go to I don't know why that phone is ringing, but because we have not opened the phone line, so let's do that. All right. Let's go to some video that, and I will direct those of you who are not watching our show. If you're not watching our show, you got to ask yourself, where's the genius in that? All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll go to that video. We'll be back, folks, right after this.
Kevin Smith Show. Talk radio like nowhere else on earth.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are talking about UFOs here at the moment. I'm going to, for those who are watching our TV channel, in our members community, and by the way, if you're not a member, you can cure that tonight. It's 7 days free, and then we charge you $7.50 a month. Okay, that's 25 cents a day. 25 cents a day. And you could be watching this. All right, this video is a video that was shot by the ISS, the space station. And it happened on October the 12th. If you want to go to YouTube, I guess you can put in ISS October 12, 2011, and perhaps you will find this. But this video shows a very, very large craft. And it is not all that far away from the ISS. It is sort of in between the light. As you're watching the video, to the left is the sunshine. To the right is the reflection of the moon. And in the middle, there is a craft. Now, the person who put this up on YouTube zoomed in on that craft, and we can see it. It's not a fiber that got on the lens out in the middle of space. It's not a Chinese wedding candle. It's not a weather balloon, swamp gas, birds, debris. It's craft. At least it has all the appearance of that. And it is really big. So this was streamed live from the ISS. NASA let it get through. Someone captured it, and we've got it for us to see tonight. That's a good thing. What do you think about all... pardon me, allergies again. But what do you think? What do you think about all of these UFO things happening? Lots and lots of UFO things happening. Big things, like the craft that's videoed by the International Space Station. Big things like this really strange UFO over Kansas City, Missouri. Folks, the media, the major media, has most of the world population that watches major media. That is not, I don't think, most of the world's population. But most of the world's population that does watch major media, they have them convinced that, yeah, there are a few weird things that happen from time to time, but there's no such thing as UFOs. There's no such thing as extraterrestrials. And people who think that there are UFOs and that think there are extraterrestrials are loony. Of course, that puts almost all of the top generals in every country in the category of being loony because they know there are UFOs. They send their airplanes up to chase them. They know there are extraterrestrials. They are privy to information that you and I are not privy to, information about contact with extraterrestrials, and little hints have leaked out so that we know a little bit about that, but they know. They know it's real. Boyd Bushman, you know, Boyd Bushman was talking about, and this is on film, David Sirota filmed this. Boyd Bushman was the chief engineer for Lockheed Skunk Works. That's who builds all of the super secret, super, super, super secret stuff for the U.S. Air Force. And Boyd Bushman, on film, talked about in the 1960s about the... he didn't talk in the 1960s. He talked about an event in the 1960s. Where the U.S. military, the Pentagon, built a reverse-engineered flying saucer, atomic-powered, anti-grav, based on reverse-engineered technology, reverse-engineered from a captured or recovered, not captured, but recovered UFO. He talked about that. And when he was asked, how sure are you that that's real? He said, I know the guy that built it. And he said, and I gave you the Lazar tapes, talking about Bob Lazar, thus vindicating Bob Lazar as being genuine. He said, that's real. So these people know about it. Big UFO stuff is happening. Now, last night, we heard about another huge, huge USO, same thing as a UFO, except it's underwater, event that took place in the North Sea. Captain Robert McDonald is the one who talked with us about that. Now, that was his second appearance on this show. In his first appearance on this show, he talked about, and in fact, he was present at, a recovery effort in the Baltic Sea to try and recover an object that had been found on the bottom of the Baltic Sea. Now, I want to read an email that I got relative to that. It says, Kevin, have you considered getting someone to remote view that thing on the bottom of the North Sea? From DeMarcus in New Jersey. Yes, but it's not in the North Sea. It's in the Baltic Sea. And what we're talking about, a lot of people have seen the side scan sonar images of it. And a lot of people have said, you know, that thing looks like the Millennium Falcon from Star Wars. And, in fact, it does. Now, I can't say that's what it is. I don't know what it is. I mean, it's always possible that that is some kind of geological formation, although we have had a geophysicist that called the show the night that Robert McDonald was on talking about this. And he said, well, when you look at the right angles and then you look at the perfect circular outline, he said, those two things together, that's not something that forces of nature do. They can make right angles, they can make circles. They don't make right angles inside of circles. It's the two things together that told him that's not a geological process. And so he says, you know, I said, do you think it's artificial? And he said, well, all I can say is that's not something geology does. Okay. So what is it? Well, I don't know. But when we did the show, Captain Robert McDonald was on board one of the ships. There are 10 ships involved in this recovery effort. And he was on board one of those ships. They were having to be in port because of really extreme weather on the Baltic Sea at that time. So he was able to talk with us from on board the ship and told us some really amazing things that have happened in the preliminary attempts to recover whatever that is. Now, the discovery was made by Peter Lindbergh. It was Peter Lindbergh and his crew. Peter Lindbergh has been in the, I think most of us for shorthand would call it treasure hunting business as a professional for 18 years. And it was he and his crew that discovered this object with side scan sonar. But you can't lay claim, nobody can lay claim to that and say that's ours until they bring up at least a piece of it and set it on the deck of their ship. That's my understanding of how that works. So Mr. Lindbergh released the side scan sonar, which, by the way, the side scan sonar is the blue picture that's outlined with white. I have inserted to the side of that a Millennium Falcon, but just so you can compare the shape, people are that are watching on our TV channel are seeing that. But it is shaped very similar to the Millennium Falcon. As a matter of fact, I looked at it pretty close, and the Millennium Falcon, of course, is a fictional starship in the Star Wars series, but it looks like they must have fashioned it after that thing on the bottom of the Baltic Sea. That's what it looks like. Now, I'm not saying that's what it is. I don't know. But absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal. Whatever it is. Well, Captain McDonald told us that, you know, the thing moves. I said, are you sure about that? He said, well, according to the GPS, it moved. It moved uphill and to the right, and I think he said about 100 feet. And he said, that's way too, whatever that is way too big and way too heavy for the waves that deep to have moved it like that. So what is it? Now, the question here is, this is from DeMarcus in New Jersey, have you considered getting someone to remote view that thing? As a matter of fact, yes. And I had a conversation with the person who's going to sort of head up the remote viewing team on that today. So yes, it is going to be remote viewed, and there's more to that story, but I can't tell you until it's been done. Once it's done, then we will present it here on the air. I'll have the remote viewer, or I'll have at least the person that's heading it up on the air, and maybe I'll have some of the other remote viewers on the air, others that are involved in that at the same time, and we'll see what they come up with. But it's just a, you know, I said there are big things happening in the world relative to UFOs. There are. This might be one. We don't know. It might be. This might be a downed UFO in the shape of a Millennium Falcon. Maybe. But again, it could be something else. We don't know what it is. Captain McDonald told us last night about taking his Viking ship on a voyage from the Netherlands toward England. He was about 80 miles offshore from the Netherlands. When, to cut to the chase here, when an unidentified submerged object that was glowing orange came up under his ship, and while there were big waves all around, right where his ship was, everything was calm. He said it was like glass. And, you know, the interesting, well, the whole story was interesting, but one of the interesting things about that is the missing time. All right, we have to take a break. And when we come back from this break, we will continue. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and as I said earlier, we are talking about UFOs at the moment, and that's a fascinating subject. Well, in the story last night that Captain Robert McDonald told us, you know, he told us about the fact that once they were back on shore and the investigation began into what had happened, that they were questioned pretty severely about where were you, and were told then that they had disappeared from radar for 4 hours, but none of them remember that. Fascinating, isn't it? And then he had an implant in his neck that was generating some kind of unidentifiable, unknown cancer. He had both the cancer and the object removed, and the object under a microscope looked like some kind of electronic gadget. And so just absolutely fascinating. But I got an email, and I'll open the lines here in just a moment. I got an email from Barney in Germany. He says, hey, Kevin, I couldn't believe it. I mean, that show last night was out of this world, and only one person called in. What's the matter with people? Well, Barney, sometimes people don't call because they lack courage. They really do. Not everybody, but some people just absolutely are terrified to pick up a telephone and call me. But last night, I have reason to think that our telephones were being interfered with, because I did get email from people who said they tried to call and that it went straight to voicemail. I got email from one person who said he tried to call and it didn't ring, it didn't go to voicemail, it didn't do anything. So I have reason to think that there is a possibility, with all the other interference that we had last night, I have reason to think that the phones were being interfered with as well. So I would suggest that's probably the reason. But Barney, this is your opportunity, because tonight we're conducting an experiment, and I need to be able to use Skype to conduct that experiment. Skype is not the experiment, but a piece of software I have that works in conjunction with it. And so we are going to allow calls from anywhere in the world tonight on our Skype line. Our telephone line is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. It is open. And I'd love to hear from you. We had a caller earlier, but the phone lines were not supposed to be open yet. It was not even supposed to ring, but it did. So I hope that person will call back in. And I hope all of you will call. I hope you'll join in our discussion of what in the world is going on. If you do want to call me on Skype from anywhere in the world, you can do it. My Skype name is Kevin Smith Show. That's amazing, isn't it? Kevin Smith Show. All right, to the telephones and caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is John from Conroe.
Hello, John.
I just wanted to say that was a great show last night. It was absolutely fascinating.
Well, thank you.
The second thing I wanted to do was to ask you this. I keep pedigreed racing pigeons, and I would and the name of my loft, that is the house that I keep my racing pigeons in, is named the Phoenix Loft, and I wanted to use the Phoenix logo that you have been using on your website mm-hmm. on my pedigrees, and I wanted to ask for your permission to do that.
I think I have the right to give you permission to do that. The only thing I would say, I didn't design that. It was designed by one of our listeners, and he sent it to me to use for the show. I think he gave it to me, and since he did, I think I have the right to say, yeah, it's fine, go ahead and use it. But we'll just put out the call and ask him to get in touch with me and tell me if that's okay, but I think it is.
Okay, well, I just wanted to post it on my pedigrees.
Okay.
That's all.
All right, and for those who are wondering what he's talking about, it should be coming up on your screen now if you're watching our TV channel.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah, the only thing, I don't have it without the lettering. I don't have the raw image. So where it says Kevin Smith Show right across it, if you've got some way to take that out of there, okay, but that's the way I got it.
Okay, well, I think that is just phenomenal, and it fits with so much of what is happening in my life, and you know, the Phoenix Loft was before I even became a member
mm-hmm.
of the Kevin Smith Show. So, you know, I saw that and I go, wow, that's perfect.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's okay. But like I say, I have no way to take those letters out of there. I don't have the raw image of the Phoenix. What I have is just the image that says Kevin Smith Show across it and says, "Can you stand the heat?" across the top. But if you, if it's usable to you, go ahead.
Okay. Well, again, you know, the show last night was incredible. I can't give you enough kudos or your guest, you know, for his forthrightness and just saying the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are forces out there that do not want us to know what is really going on.
I'll tell you, they worked overtime last night.
I could tell.
Yeah.
I was there live. I watched. I saw.
Did you see when our TV screen went black?
Yes.
Yeah, and there was nothing I could do about it. The camera was still running. The computer still running. Everything was fine, but you could hear a pop, and then it goes black. And I just switched to a different shot with the same camera, and it didn't come back up at first, but then it finally did fade back in. And nothing wrong with the equipment. I haven't done a thing to the equipment, and it's broadcasting just fine right now.
Well, there's your sign.
Yeah.
There's your sign. You've got the sign. I mean,
well, that's the way it
if
is.
If they weren't interfering, you weren't making an impact.
That's true. And you know, if I don't know, you know, if there was any repercussion to Black Rose and Not on My Dime, but I bet they didn't get a promotion out of that.
Well. Well, for what it's worth, all I keep doing is buying ammo. So there you go. Just let them know.
All right.
I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. All right. If you would like to participate in this open line discussion, you got to use your telephone or you got to call me on Skype. Okay, one or the other. And if you call me on Skype, the Skype name, I guess, Kevin Smith Show. And, you know, one of the things, when they upgraded Skype, it made it so that you have to send a request so that I can accept your phone call. Well, that's ridiculous. Okay, but call me on Skype. I know it's a pain, but call me anyway. To the telephone, and caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jerome. Haven't heard from you for a while.
Yeah, I had some family problems, issues, and I actually started listening on that evening that you...
Jerome, we got to step away for a break, man. I'm sorry. Hang in there. I'll come right back to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we shall return right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we have Jerome from Pennsylvania online. I hope he's still with us. You still with us, Jerome?
Yes, I am, Kevin.
Okay. You were saying something about you had not been able to participate in the show recently, but you're back.
That's correct. I started listening when you had the captain, is McDonald, is that his name?
Yes. Yes.
What was the timeline on his two voyages? I'm getting them confused. I'm thinking that he was in the Baltic. It was live.
It was live. It certainly was. And then okay. His what he talked about last night happened in 2009. And that's the reason.
Okay.
That is the reason. He was called in as a advisor on this Baltic mission.
And treasure hunter, what's his name?
Peter Lindbergh.
Okay. Did he ever get back to you? I know you issued a public statement, and did he ever get back to you on that?
No, I haven't heard from him.
No way whatsoever.
No. I did get a notice that he had retracted his statements on his Facebook page, but I haven't even checked that. You know, I dealt with what I dealt with, and then I moved on.
Mm-hmm. Well, like the caller said when that happened, you handled that very professionally, and the fact that he took that off his Facebook says a lot, too.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, really, I don't think he's the kind of guy with malicious intent. I think he got some bad information and shot from the lip, and that's dangerous to do that because, you know, it's you can really mess up that way. And but I don't think he's a malicious person.
Mm-hmm. What is Captain McDonald's doing right now? Are they going back into the Baltic to see that undersea?
No, the weather in the Baltic, because of the season change, has made that probably not something they can do until springtime. So, you know, they pretty much called that off until better weather. But Captain McDonald is attempting to put together the financing for doing a crossing of the Atlantic in that for his children's foundation. So, you know, see, that boat was constructed by children from all over Europe.
Mm-hmm.
He was in charge of making sure it was constructed right. But you had children all over Europe sending their ice cream sticks to him. He had 15 million ice cream sticks, 5 tons of specially formulated glue. So it was a project that the children from all over Europe participated in, and he wants for them. You know, their dream was to see it sail across the Atlantic and get to America, like the ancient stories of the ancient Vikings having sailed to America. So that's what he's involved in.
Well, hopefully he can find a benefactor and complete that project for all the kids' sake. One other thing I just wanted to mention, Jerry Wills is coming to Pennsylvania November 4th and 5th. And I did sign up to see him both days.
Outstanding. November 4th and 5th. Okay, Jerry Wills in Pennsylvania. Anybody within travel distance needs to get out there and meet Jerry. As you have heard, folks that have been there and have met Jerry at these seminars that he's doing come away saying it is very, very, very well worth it. And I think you'll find it to be well worth it, Jerome.
And thank you, Kevin. And I didn't call you, but I don't know why I didn't. I just didn't. But so it wasn't a phone problem. I just didn't get on the line.
Well, I appreciate you being honest and telling me that. A lot of folks, for whatever reason, decide not to call sometimes. But, you know, I follow the trends. And when we get into a trend where people are not calling, I assume you don't want to. And so I don't open the phones. We've done that before, and we could do it again. I mean, it's not a threat. It's just I follow the trend, you know.
So, well, thank you, Kevin.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's go to our Skype line, and let's see. You know, this is pretty cool because Skype tells me exactly who it is, but let's see what we've got here. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling? Well, Clinton, we're not hearing you at all, my friend. I do not know why, but let me just check and see. As I said, this is a test, and we're trying to coordinate software. Okay, I think that probably will do it. Are you still with us, caller?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you see? You got to be the lab rat on this, because this software is supposed to switch audio for us. And
okay, it rang and it went silent, and I kept on waiting, and you finally came on.
Well, tell us where you're calling from.
This is Clinton from Ireland again.
Well, Clinton from Ireland. You called us the other night using
yes.
Skype, but you called our phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's on your mind this evening?
I did try ringing in last night about three times, but it was impossible to get through.
Yeah.
You, the gentleman in the boat that had the issue in the sea,
mm-hmm.
he said that his batteries in the boat all melted.
Yes.
I was trying to ring in. What about his electronic equipment? Did that survive?
No. All of his electronic equipment ceased working, including their watches.
Okay.
So it all, I mean, the only thing I can think of is they got hit with some kind of a EMP pulse, you know, electromagnetic pulse. But I don't know. Whatever it is caused all of the electronics to stop.
And how many people were on the boat?
At that time, there were nine.
Okay. That was what I was trying to ring in to find out last night.
Yeah. You know, he said that these Viking ships, that this is built just according to the way Viking shipbuilders built them, right size and everything. And he said that that normally would have had a crew of 89.
Good.
Now, can you imagine 89 people being in a 45-foot ship?
Packed in like sardines.
Yeah, really. Really. But at the time of that event, there were nine people aboard.
Okay. That's what I rang in to find out anyway.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. To the telephone caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent.
How you doing?
I am doing very well, sir.
I'd like to follow up on something I said last night.
Okay.
This has to do with free will. There is a loophole built into free will. Apparently, you can use free will to override the free will of others by manipulating information and using intimidation. I would like to know how many of your listeners would like to close that loophole.
Well, let me play the devil's advocate.
Okay.
What if this not a loophole? What if it is your free will to decide to knuckle under?
But what if you don't have all the information you need to make the decision to knuckle under?
Well, a lack of information does affect our decisions. But if somebody's intimidating you and you decide to knuckle under because you're afraid, you've made a choice of free will.
I'll grant you that. But one of my biggest problems with these people is they manipulate the information. Mm-hmm. So even if you do knuckle under, you may not have all the information you need to make an educated decision.
You're exactly right. That's true. And intimidation is, that's going to work on the majority of people. You intimidate people and get them scared of you, and they will knuckle under. I am of the sort, when someone says, I'm going to kick your arse, I'm of the sort that says, what are you waiting for? You need an appointment?
Bring it on.
You need an appointment? You waiting for an appointment? I'm standing here. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I win, maybe I don't, but either way, we can get this over with, and if I don't win, at least I can start healing up sooner. I'm not going to live 2 minutes fearing it.
Yeah, that's right. But That's just my big beef. Free will is one thing. Abusing it is something else. Because Jerry and I got into a brief, we did locked horn for maybe 3 seconds until he, because he said, you can override free will. I said, you cannot do it. And then I clarified it and said, you cannot legitimately do it.
Uh-huh.
He agreed with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I agree that you cannot legitimately do it. But I also would say that people allow it to be done to them, and therefore, by cowardice or ignorance, they're using free will to allow it to happen. Intimidation can only happen if you allow it.
And if they do not provide you with all the information you need.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're trying to intimidate me, I have all the information I need right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw in the garbage can.
All right. Good observation. I appreciate the call.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to our Skype line. And, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Well, we can hear you typing, but I answered and you were not there. Okay. So... the Skype line is open, the telephone is open, and the telephone number is 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889. If you're outside of the USA or you're outside of Canada, you can either call that number or use our flash message. You just go to my website, scroll down till you see the picture about tonight's show. And right above it is the link for the flash message, all right? Or you can Skype us tonight, okay? So let's see. I've got a telephone call on hold, and then we're going to go to Skype and see what the Skype caller has for us. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show on the telephone line. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is James from Enid, Oklahoma.
Hello, James.
About September 23rd or 24th, I took a picture similar to this creature, and it was to the north from my house. I sent it to you on your suggestion page.
Yeah, I remember that. What do you think it is?
Well, in my picture, I got a small triangle spaceship off to one side of it, like it was chasing it. And this thing's been there for weeks now. You said that was in Kansas City, the sighting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's been in that position. And so the next day, our whole area was chemtrailed. Severely for about 5 hours.
So do you think it was in response to this thing being in your area?
Well, it sure clouded up the skies for several days. You couldn't see anything.
Hmm.
Very so it's been there a while.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes you wonder if it's some sort of insecticide for space bugs, huh?
Yeah, it looked like, in my picture, it looked cloaked.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost invisible.
And do you think it's the same thing that we're looking at over Kansas City?
Yeah,
you do.
I do.
So what do you think this means?
Hmm. We have some visitors, and somebody's out there babysitting them.
Yeah, that's what it appears. That's what it appears. I just got a message from one of our listeners who says, Kevin, you lost audio on the TV show in the middle of Brent's call, and I'm not hearing anything on Skype either. Yeah, we noticed that. We are, by the way, that was Mike in Kentucky, and we are being monkeyed around with even tonight. So I'm flying a 747 without hydraulics tonight, folks. But we're getting there. No problems on the radio side, though. So you think we have some? You think we've got some visitors out there? Do you think that they are in any way dangerous to us?
No. I've been getting a lot of other pictures with bright orbs, almost brilliant pinkish orange color.
Uh-huh.
About the same time, just before the chemtrailing. Some really good ones, and I don't know. It appears to be something inside of them. They don't... There's something unreal about them.
So you don't think it's a drone?
No, it looks more like the little Mayan spaceman. Hmm. Something sitting inside of them.
Of these orbs?
Correct.
Wow. Hmm.
And I don't know if it's due to just because of the megapixels, just low megapixels on the camera that I pick it up, or I need to get a different camera with more megapixels. Maybe it'll... I don't know. Am I the only one taking pictures at night? I've been doing this for about 6 months now and got some rather strange photos.
Well, I'll tell you this. We have a one of our listeners that... up in, I think, in Canada, that takes pictures of these orbs, sees these orbs frequently. She has sent me some of these pictures, and you can see what looks like faces.
Faces.
Yeah, in the orbs.
And shapes.
Yeah.
People. Yes, it does.
So you're not the only one seeing it.
Good.
Yeah, and I could see it in the picture she sent me, so... Yeah, I think... I don't know what it is. I don't know what to say about it, other than, man, it's weird. It's strange. Do you ever feel threatened by it or frightened about it?
No. I'm more threatened to call into the show and have my computer killed.
they're not going to kill your computer.
That's more threatening.
Yeah, they're not going to kill your computer. They might kill mine. They've done that before.
They got one of mine.
Yeah.
After sending a few pics here back in July.
Yeah? Pics that you sent to me?
Yes.
Yeah.
The first ones I got of some orbs.
Yeah, well, you know, those kind of things do happen here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. That means work for free and be damn brave about it. But, yeah, that sort of stuff happens here. It's
all
unfortunate.
Right. Well, that was it, Kevin.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, 623-444-5889. And don't send me an email after I made that comment and say, if you don't love America, you ought to leave it. I love it enough to tell the truth about it. Do you? You love it enough to face the truth about it. I do. All right, 623-444-5889. Or you can call me on Skype. Or if you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message. And let me just check our flash message computer over here and see if we've gotten any flash messages in. I don't think we have. 623-444-5889. And Skype, the Skype name is Kevin Smith Show. Very original. But hey, it is what it is. All right, to the telephone caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Ryan in Washington State.
Hello, Ryan.
The audio from the Skype sounds crystal clear. It probably sounds much better than my audio does.
Well, yeah. And let me tell you the reason. Skype is peer-to-peer. They're using part of our bandwidth when you make the call.
So I just thought I'd let you know what it sounds like. I can hear you on the radio. Kevin, you notice how the media stopped talking about the Fukushima disaster in Japan?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing how you don't hear about that anymore?
Well, it's disappointing, but not amazing to me. I knew they weren't going to. There's no way they can tell the truth about what happened there.
And now, now they're what they're going to do is they're going to start burning a lot of that debris, radiated debris, and then right into the atmosphere.
Brilliant, isn't it? Absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, and the government over there is saying, "Well, it's just fine. Everything's fine. Don't worry. We have everything under control." And it's just amazing to me. Anyways. It's something that you have to do. It's still going on, but the media just kind of like they only cover things for 24 hours, and then I'm starting to think that if it's not Britney Spears or Paris Hilton, that they only talk about it for 24 hours and then they move on to something else.
Well, now see, you're being cynical there. Lindsay Lohan is all over the news today. Got her probation revoked. About freaking time.
Thanks for taking my call, Kevin. I'm going to go.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, Lindsay Lohan. Big news. Lindsay Lohan. Of course, we have a major nuclear disaster that's affecting the whole world. And they don't report anything on that. That's no big deal. But Lindsay Lohan got her probation revoked. That's big news. Well, there's big news happening in the world of UFOs. I think a better way to say it is there's big news happening in the world, and it is UFOs. And, you know, this, I'm pretty, we're talking about amazed, what amazes me. I am pretty amazed at this video that NASA let get out there. Live from the International Space Station. Now, is it possible that they could come back later and say, "Well, we've studied that, and you know, we think it's this or that that came off of the space station." Sure, that's possible. So let me ask you something: when's the last time you saw a cow, and let somebody convince you that it was a Cadillac? I mean, that thing out there is what it is. Whatever it is does not look like it came off the International Space Station. It's definitely not a weather balloon or Chinese wedding candle, and I don't think it's the Maryland National Guard on exercise either. All right, we're going to step away for a break, and we'll be back right after this. Indeed, listening to the Kevin Smith Show. This is Kevin Smith, and we're talking about UFOs and other stuff. It's Open Line Live, and you know, we've just had some huge, huge stories that we have been privileged to break here on the Kevin Smith Show. We are accustomed to being the front bumper of information. But even for us, some of these stories that we've broken recently have been absolutely galactic in size. And, you know, that show last night was phenomenal, explosive. If you haven't seen it, I made it possible for you to see it. No matter who you are, whether you're a member or not, you can see it. I put it on YouTube. I took the commercial breaks out. I put it on YouTube. And now it's up to you. If you don't go see it, you've chosen to be ignorant. And, hey, that's free will. But the link to that is on my website. If you go over to kevinsmithshow.com and look in the upper right-hand side of the page, you will see the link. It's the first thing in that right-hand column, so take a look at that, okay? All right, we have a flash message that came in. Actually, it was sent yesterday toward the end of the show when we were having so much interference. It arrived today. Is it interesting or what? But this is from Ross in the United Kingdom. He says to Kevin, shine that torch on those morons and watch them scurry away. To Captain Rob, outstanding, sir. Never give in to these cockroaches. Keep doing what you're doing and stay safe. To the morons, you may have interfered and silenced us in the past, but not anymore. Your time is over. Cheers, Ross. Well said, Ross. Ladies and gentlemen, intimidation works when you cooperate with it, and only when you cooperate with it. It does not work when you stare it in the face and say, do what you say you're going to do. You have to do what you're going to do. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I have chosen to be free, and your intimidation and you can fly straight to hell. When you stand up and live free, nobody can stop it. Nobody. Freedom is a force that cannot be stopped. It can be slowed down. It can be damaged, but only temporarily. Eventually, freedom wins. So when you decide to live free, you make it right then. Freedom is a choice. And when people intimidate you and you stare them down, they're going to do what they're going to do. You do what you're going to do and be free. Freedom wins eventually. Are there casualties along the way? Some. Is freedom worth the risk? That's something you have to decide. I think it is. I was born free. I live free, and when I die, I'll die free. Is it risky? Sometimes it is. So is riding a roller coaster, and you pay good money to do that. All right, the telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. The Skype line is on. We've had one person use it and one person tried, but we were being interfered with when that second person tried. But if you want to try and call us on Skype, please feel free to do so. And the Skype name is Kevin Smith Show. Kevin Smith Show. And we'd love to hear from you. Either by Skype, telephone, or flash message. Now, I get asked by people who are either not in our genre or they're new to our genre, and they don't really understand how all this works. They're new to the show, and I get asked, actually pretty frequently, you know, you're an ex-cop, and you were an international police intelligence officer. You were international police commander, police chief. How in the world does someone like that wind up dealing with UFOs and paranormal? Well, let me ask you something. How many dead bodies on the street have you dealt with? Most of you would have to, you're shrinking back now and saying, well, none. Well, most people have never dealt with dead bodies on the street or anywhere else. Now, how many do you think your local cop has dealt with? Tons. If he's been a cop for very long, he's had many, many occasions to have to deal with dead bodies. Either on the street or in homes or somewhere. Car accidents, automobile accidents. So he deals with things nobody else wants to deal with. When I looked at UFOs and paranormal topics, I could not see anyone making major impact in dealing with these topics in terms of media. I saw media shirking. I saw media slacking. I saw media snickering. And so it's just normal as a cop that I see something is happening. It's not a joke. It's not fiction. It is happening. Look, you may think that everybody who deals or who says they've seen a UFO, you may think they're hallucinating. Well, how did they get that in their camera then? Do you know of a camera that can take pictures or video of someone's hallucinations? No, it's real. It's very real. A lot of questions about it. You know, I did a video, still up on YouTube, you can find it, where I talk about asking me if I believe in UFOs. That's the stupidest question you can ask. That's like asking, do you believe in doorknobs? What is there to believe? Either they exist or they don't, and if they do, they do. And if they don't, they don't. There's nothing to believe. It's not about believe anything. So as a cop, I'm looking at that, and I'm seeing that there are literally mountains of evidence. And it's not just some drunken bum that saw a UFO. We have people from every strata of society, from the very poor to the excessively wealthy, from people with no political power to the very top of the political heap, who have seen UFOs. And yet the media was treating it like it was a joke. So how do you get involved with it, I get asked. That's how. As a cop, as an investigator, it just made sense to me that when there's something that people won't talk about, there's a lot of truth being hidden right there. When there's a black hole in the information, the truth is sitting right in the middle of it. Why does the media stay silent? Why do they stay in joke mode? Well, there is an answer to that. It's called intimidation. They are intimidated. They are intimidated by the monster they helped to create. And now it's turned on them. And until someone does like Woodward and Bernstein and says, to heck with the consequences, we're going with this, we're reporting this, we're going to tell the truth. Until somebody does that, and whoever does it is going to be as famous as Woodward and Bernstein. Whoever in the major media decides, okay, joke's over, freedom's back. When you do that, you're going to be as famous as Woodward and Bernstein. Till then, I'll eat your lunch. Each and every night, right here on the Kevin Smith Show. And we're privileged to do that. I count it a huge privilege to be able to be the front bumper on a lot of this information. As you heard last night, major international news agencies listen to this show, and in response to this show, showed up to talk with Captain Robert McDonald. All right, to the telephone caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Steve from Georgia.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Kevin, and thank you for breaking the media blackout. The media blackout exists over the UFO phenomena, and the media blackout exists over Ron Paul. I wonder if these two things have anything in common. Kevin, do you have anything to say about that?
Yes, and without getting into politics, I can do it. Anything.
I'm not too much into politics myself. I'm more into reality.
Well, that's it. Anything that is about truth and reality is outside of the paradigm. It's outside of the mindset that major media has helped to create. They have helped to create in this country a fictional view of our country. Listen, the world doesn't know this. Out there in the world, you know more, you really know more about what's happening, really happening in America than Americans do. Because the major media here has helped to create a mindset.
Control grid over us. And we break out of it and see what's going on around us from time to time. And thank you, Kevin, for being a voice for all that.
Well, you're certainly welcome. It's my pleasure. It really is. All right, Steve. Thanks for the call. Yeah, it is my pleasure. I feel honored to have the opportunity to do it. Not everyone agrees with things I say. That's okay. Do I not preach freedom of thought and freedom of speech? Sure I do. I don't expect everybody to agree with me. I'm not asking anybody to agree with me. Not at all. I'm being free. And you should be free. It's a choice. It really is. It's that simple. And I like what Ross said in this flash message that he tried to get to me yesterday. It just, Ross did not arrive until today. But anyway, it says, to the morons, you may have interfered and silenced us in the past, but not anymore. Your time is over. Bingo. Some of them know that, and they're scared. Believe me, they're scared. If you can imagine flushing someone down a toilet, if you can imagine them hanging on to the sides trying to keep from going down, that's the way the current power structure is doing right now. That's what they're doing right now. All right, we have a caller on Skype. Caller, are you willing to hang on through this break that's coming up?
Yes.
All right, you hang in there, and we shall return, folks, right after this break. But we do have to step away for the break. To the Kevin Smith Show, and on the line on Skype, we have a caller. So, caller, your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, Kevin, it's Mike from Kentucky.
Mike, you're like a million miles away, man.
Oh, man. Maybe Skype hadn't picked up on my volume control yet on this microphone headset.
I don't know. I'll try to hear you.
Let me unplug the headset. And go back to the camera, Mike, see if that makes a difference.
It does.
Is that better?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, I agree totally with what you're saying about the last bastions of freedom start within the heart of the human. And if the person is not willing to put their life on the line, they're willing to die as slave, just like you basically have said. And the one thing I liked about this show is the fact that you're not afraid to go out there and say what you feel, what so many of us think. And you know me well enough to know that I'm not a passive person anyway. I give lectures and do other things, as well as post a lot of emails on the list on you know, my email list. So it takes more and more people willing to do that kind of thing rather than just sit and listen to a show, and you know that.
Well, yeah, that is the truth. And the thing about it, though, Mike, is a lot of people here in America have forgotten how to be free. They say, we are a free nation, and they have no idea what that means. You're not, there's no such thing as a free nation. They're free people. And if the people in a nation live free, then you could say that's a free nation. If those people are intimidated by their hirelings, the people they've hired to work for them, in other words, intimidated by their government, then they're not free. And, you know, in any attempt by anybody to intimidate you is a challenge to your freedom as an individual. And it doesn't matter if that person is some kind of quasi-official or if it's just another individual. Any attempt to intimidate you, and, you know, if you don't do what we say, we're going to do this to you. Well, you know, what are you waiting for, an appointment? I'm already not doing what you said.
That's correct. I agree with you. And, you know, it shows like yours and those of some of your fellow web TV shows, and as well as other radio shows that everybody knows, that are keeping the public aware rather than letting them lapse back into a sleep. And I would like to see these people who are sitting there listening to your show, whether they agree with what's being said that particular night or not, at least make an effort to do something more than just say, nice show, Kevin. They can work in their own countries if they're in Europe or Asia or someplace like that. And sort of like these people that are walking on Wall Street, marching on Wall Street, at least they're trying to make a difference.
Yeah. Here is a concept that everyone can do. I'm not challenging the government of the United States of America. That's not what I'm doing. I'm not anti-government. I am pro Kevin being free. And so I'm not challenging the government. What I'm saying is, I'm free. Now, they can go do what they're going to do, and they can do whatever they feel like they have to do. I'm not challenging them. I'm leaving them alone. I am living free. And what that means is this. See, I don't go to the White House and walk in and into the Oval Office and tell President Obama, I don't want you talking about this jobs bill anymore. I could pick any bill. That's the hot one now. I don't want you to talk about that anymore. You stop talking about that. I don't tell them that. And if I did, do you think they would stop talking about it? No. All right. I don't want to be told I can't talk about UFOs and our space exploration program and paranormal events and consciousness. I don't want to be intimidated. I'm not going to be intimidated, but I don't want them to even try. Don't even think about telling me I can't do it. I can, I am, and I will continue.
And that's how it should be.
Yeah.
That's what the First Amendment does, you know, as well as some of the other amendments that they're trying to step on. But you're correct. I'm not trying to tell them how to run their country. The only way I try to influence them is go to the voters' box whenever the elections are held.
If they pass a law tomorrow that says you can't talk about UFOs, they won't do that, of course. But if they did, what do you think, Mike? Do you think I would be on tomorrow night talking about UFOs?
Somewhere you would, even if you had to go underground to do it.
The show would go on, and I will keep talking about it. I will keep living free, until I'm not. As long as I can get to a microphone somewhere, it's going to happen.
Yep. Well, you know, I agree with you. And it's because the people like yourself who have the fortitude to do this that the rest of the country can at least start to think differently. It takes a long time to change a person who has never been exposed to what you and I do. But eventually, all we have to do is plant seeds, and eventually the crop will grow.
Yeah, and even if it's not a crop of people who think that UFOs are important, as long as they think living free is important. For me, my expression of freedom is I took on topics that the media didn't want to touch. I took on topics that they wanted to make fun of, and I've confronted them hard. I've confronted media hard. I've hit them between the eyes over and over and over with evidence showing that they're lying and manipulating. And I'll continue to do that because I'm living free. That is one of the ways that I express my freedom. I'm free to do that. I'm going to do it. And, you know, if somebody says, well, you know, we don't want you talking about UFOs. Well, you know, they're wasting expects if they expect me to stop.
Exactly. You'll find a way to do it. And I think some of the people in the UFO community, while their intentions may be good, are muddying the waters. For instance, the other night I didn't agree with Mr. Bassett. Because I think that disclosure has already happened, just like you have. History is full of it, where these so-called beings interacted with Earth people. And why are we ignoring all that just to say Roswell started it all? We know that these things existed all down through history.
Mike, I wish we had time to continue, but the clock on the wall says we're just about out of here. But I agree with what you're saying. It's been happening a long time, and I want to thank you for the call. I wish I could go longer, but I can't. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of the road for this show for tonight. I hope this edition of the Kevin Smith Show has been interesting and uplifting for you because you do matter. Go out and live free. That doesn't mean anarchy. It means be free. And stop being afraid and intimidated. The thing that scares them the most is when you go free. All right, that's going to do it for this evening. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.